The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Where would you go to find a high-paying tech job? You head for the coast, right? Seattle, Boston, L.A., New York, San Francisco. But now something is stirring in flyover country.
There's something happening over here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
More after this from Charlie. High-tech startups have found a way to get around the high cost of starting up. It's a place called the Midwest. 4 years ago, Paul Jarrett and Stephanie Jarrett launched a company called Bulu Box, a monthly service that mails out samplers of high-end health products. They're from San Francisco. But instead of launching the company there, they went to Nebraska.
We could just be another startup in the Valley, or we can be part of this movement in the Midwest.
But wait a minute, how can you lure the millennial generation to Lincoln, Nebraska? Where do you party in Lincoln? It's mainly corn, isn't it?
You just hear from people that come visit, they go, like, this is really cool. And they're like, it is, right?
Especially considering a house that would cost you $1.1 million in San Francisco goes for about $158,000 in Lincoln.
Our pitch is get in here and make a difference right from the start.
CBS's Mark Strassman talked to David Graff, who founded a startup called Huddle, H-U-D-L, which gives pro and amateur coaches a place to upload and analyze their game films.
What is it about Lincoln that works?
University system is phenomenal. It's a very supportive community for entrepreneurs.
Huddle started with 3 employees, now has 400. And even the old money is starting to take notice, like Steve Case, co-founder of AOL. He set up a venture capital firm called Revolution, which plans to invest close to $1 billion in tech companies that are nowhere near the coasts.
Some people call it the flyover country, which is kind of pejorative. We think they're great entrepreneurs building great businesses.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.